I suppose you'd have to say on that. I don't know. I didn't. I don't know. I think maybe perhaps we told someone our destination when we got on. Not sure.
Let's see, Washington, D.C. is the seat of the federal
government.
And from 1861 to 1865, the North and the South were in the...
Civil War.
And in those 4 years, the two armies did what?
They fought.
Boy, didn't they, though.
Yeah, they did.
All the way to Georgia.
Both of my grandparents, two of my grandparents was on the southern side, my husband's father was on the northern side, but both of my grandparents was on the southern army. They came from Mississippi. One came from Mississippi and one was in Missouri. And my grandfather, Guyton, from Mississippi, had seven of the boys, Guyton boys, was in the war.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's quite a bunch. Some of them got killed.
But your grandfathers came through all right, huh?
Yeah, they came through. They didn't talk very much about the war.
Yeah, better forgotten.
Yeah.
Let's see, what did they do around here in the early days with horse thieves when they caught them?
Well, I think they hung them. Hung the horse thieves, from what I've heard them talk about it.
Up you go, huh?
Yeah. I knew a fellow that he stayed all night at our place that stole our neighbor's horse in the early days when I was just a child. But he stayed all night at our house and then left the next morning and stole our neighbor's horse. So my father had to go to court, you know, and testify that he stayed all night. And they caught him. Okay, they didn't hang him, though. He gave him back the horse. But I think in the real early days they did. This is supposed to be a pretty wild country.
Yeah, well, if you read the history books, yeah. Most just tell about the outlaws.
Yeah.
Seems that these authors aren't interested in anything else.
No.
Why don't they talk about the decent people?
Yeah.
The sheriff in every county is supposed to preserve what?
Peace.
Peace, that means law and...
Order. Law and order.
Thank goodness for sheriffs, huh?
I wonder how hard to try, though. My mailbox, I paid $11 for it. It's been blowed up twice. It's blowed clear far twice. The other day, it took out in the middle of the alfalfa field. Looked like there's drug out there with a car and left there, and the flag is all broken. I can't close it up anymore.
Oh, somebody run into it?
That every mailbox along the road has done that way, just for mischief.
Huh.
Can't understand.
Well, I've had that same trouble.
I can't understand why they do it. It's been shot with a shotgun, shot with a pistol. And I paid $11 for that thing new. And now I can't I can't mail a letter when it's raining because it'd get wet.
Well, I just had to buy a new one this last time.
Well.
There was a big headlight mark right on the thing where the guy hit it.
Well, they just blowed up with firecrackers, ours has been. We've had two of them that's just blowed beyond. Then we bought this new one, and then that happened to it. I can't understand. I don't want to discourage you, but I wouldn't want to have adolescent children these days.
I don't understand.
I think I'd rather have girls than boys.
I went out yesterday morning to get the Sunday paper, and I picked up two Sunday papers and a beer can.
Yeah. Yeah, one night I saw